At 6:06, it is mostly clear and 65 degrees in Tulsa, warming this afternoon to 86. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The move toward higher Tulsa bus fares pulls forward. Our Matt Trotter has the story from City Hall.
Tulsa Transit board members approved 17% fare increases to go before the City Council next month. Tulsa Transit General Manager Bill Cartwright says if the plan gets council approval, the higher fares will likely stick.
The new level that we're proposing to raise the fares is in line with other transit agencies in the Midwest. So I think it's unlikely that fares might go down in the next several years.
Higher fares would help make up more than half the difference between Tulsa Transit's requested budget for fiscal year 2015 and Mayor Bartlett's budget plan. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
More of us are working this morning. The Tulsa Metro unemployment rate took a big drop last month, going from 5.3 in March to 4.2 last month. Now, the rate has not been this low in Tulsa since the Great Recession of 08. At the state capitol, the debate over medical marijuana is lighting up. A petition drive is now underway in the state to make the use of medical marijuana legal.
This is medicine, and people know it.
Norma Sapp of the Oklahoma chapter of the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws is on one side. Oklahoma Narcotics Bureau agent Mark Woodward is on the other. He worries it'll make drug trafficking worse in the state.
Our interdiction unit has found pounds of marijuana, and the driver and passenger claim it's medical marijuana.
A rally was held at the state capitol yesterday. The group will need 155,000 signatures to get the question on the ballots. A tax incentive bill for the oil and gas industry is signed by Governor Fallon, but it will most likely be decided by the courts.
Oklahoma City Attorney Jerry Fent, who has successfully challenged legislation in the past, says the incentive is unconstitutional.
And it must have a three-fourths vote by both the House and the Senate. A revenue bill cannot be also approved during the last week of the session.
The measure failed both of those tests, but a spokesman for Governor Fallon says those rules don't apply because the bill isn't a revenue bill. It just modifies a tax incentive. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
An early morning fire causes damage to the Sugarberry Apartments near 61st and Highway 169. There have been no reports of any injuries. The fire was reported around 4 o'clock this morning. A pilot is in a Tulsa hospital after crashing his small plane near Wagner. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the plane crashed about 8:30 last night. The homemade plane lost power while the pilot was practicing landings. A campaign to save the arts in Tulsa continues to build. Since news of proposed severe budget cuts affiliated with the city, there have been efforts by patrons and those in the arts community to find ways to save those programs. Arts and Humanities Council Director Ken Busby says there's also a grassroots effort that is underway.
There's a lot of conversation going. I'm receiving lots of calls and lots of emails. And of course, I've had huge amount of support out of the community saying, what can we do to help? This is terrible. And so people are calling the city council and they're calling the mayor's office and they're saying, please, you know, figure out a way to save the arts.
The mayor's budget would eliminate theater programs and many programs connected to the Performing Arts Center Trust. Most city councilors have vowed to find money to keep those programs operating. Our weather forecast, partly sunny and warm, a high today of 86. Now, there is a slight risk of a shower. Tonight, a 20% chance of rain, 67 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, still a risk of rain, but mostly sunny and warm, a high of 83. Saturday, warmer with a high of 85. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Now, at 6:10, it is clear and 65. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.